The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moore.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along.
We are in the money, the skies are sunny, an old bear market, you are through, you have done us wrong. Well, hello, hello, hello everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Moreif, and of course, I am your host, Ken Moreif, and this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about the stock market, China trade wars, we talk about Social Security, we talk about estate planning, you name it, we talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this
week, there's no doubt.
And this week is going to be no exception because we have an absolutely fantastic show lined up for you. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Moreif, the host of Money Matters with Ken Moreif. I have been a certified financial planner professional now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And since our firm is a firm that specializes in retirement planning, our clients are primarily people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, then this show is designed for you, and we hope that you'll stay tuned for the entire program. So let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, as you may have noticed, the big news last week was that apparently we have phase one of the trade agreement with China. It's just the final touches are getting put on. And so we'll talk about what that means. So right now, the market seemed to like that. We saw the S&P go up on all that news, but and new all-time highs and everything like that. But if you think about the track record of Donald Trump, if he suddenly decides he's not happy about something, he walks away, right? He did that with Kim Jong-un in the North Korea thing. So we'll see. We'll talk about how that will play itself out in our opinion.
And what we've got here is failure to communicate.
Indeed, we do have failure to communicate. I agree with that. So also, one of the things that we talk about with clients is when they retire and they want to get income from their investments to support their lifestyle is tax-efficient strategies to do that. Okay, because you may have your IRA, you may have a 401k, you may have taxable accounts, you may have life insurance, you may have annuities. You've got all these different places where you might have some money and you want to know, you know, where do I get it from first? Where do I get it from second? You know, what's the order of events so as to be tax efficient? So we'll talk about tax efficient strategies to get retirement income later on in the show. Now, also, as we do every week, we entertain questions and we endeavor to answer those questions. So this week, we've got three, maybe four questions, if we have the time to get to them all, on Social Security strategy planning and help you to make some proper decisions with regard to how and when to take Social Security and all that kind of stuff. Now, also, because we work with people who are retired or retiring soon, our philosophy of how to manage their money and all the stuff that we do is very conservative. We want to preserve principal, because that's the engine that's going to drive your financial security for sure, but also the income that you're going to get. So protecting your nest egg, protecting that base is very important. And because of that, we have a strategy we call invest and protect, right? Which means that, yes, you should buy, yes, you should hold, but also you should have a strategy to get out and protect what you've got in the event of a bear market. And of course, as you guys know, our strategy told our clients to get out of the equities in November of 2007, before the crash of 2008, and didn't say to buy. You have to have a buy strategy as well until June of 2009. So for a year and a half, we were counseling our clients to stay out during all the carnage that happened there. But this is a, I would say, a non-traditional view of how you invest, because the traditional thing, I believe, is buy and hold, right? You buy a quality bunch of investments, you rebalance them, and your job's done. Well, we don't believe that. We think there's a third component, which is you need to have a strategy to get out of Dodge, right? Now, in my book, Buy, Hold, and Sell, buy, hold myth number three is one of the myths that I have seen many times to convince you not to sell, to stay in, to buy and hold, and that is, don't be the fool who sells at the bottom, okay? Because many studies have shown that people tend to wait until they've lost so much money they can't take it anymore, and then they sell, and usually that's at the bottom, and then, you know, they've consolidated all those losses, and that's a bad thing, and I agree with that. But that's not the point. So we'll talk about how not to be the fool who sells at the bottom and still have a strategy to hopefully protect you from the downside at the same time. So we'll talk about that one later on in the show as well. And you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually stop right there. Most shows would say, you know what? If we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show. That was me, my first day on the job as a financial advisor. I showed up in my loincloth. That's when I was all buffed out and, you know, full of vim and vigor. They sent me home, though. They said that loincloths are not appropriate attire. But anyway, most shows would stop right there. But on this show, do we stop there? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we're going to have our estate tip of the week. And this is when we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And that's called estate planning. Now, this week, we're going to talk about the stretch IRA. Okay, so this is how you can leave your IRA, you know, your if you roll over your 401k into an IRA, you can leave that IRA to your to aforementioned greedy unwashed and potentially perpetuate it throughout the rest of their life, and it can be very tax advantageous to them. So they'll really thank you for that. But I guess you won't be around, but they'll thank you posthumously, in spirit. So we'll talk about that at about 10 till. So we have a great, fantastic, incredible show lined up for you. But before we dive into it, I just want to tell you, my middle daughter celebrated her 26th birthday. Now, I'm 26, so I don't know how it works that you have a 26-year-old daughter when you're 26. Okay? It's like it's not possible. It's like, what?
That's dyslexia.
Is that dyslexia? Oh, it's true. It's true. It is dyslexia because I'm 62. Good shot. Nice, Jack. That's funny. But anyway, we went to New York because she lives up there to help her celebrate her birthday. And, you know, we were there for 3 or 4 days. And let me tell you something. New York is a wonderful city to visit. But, man, you have to compete for everything. We wanted to go have brunch. There's like 8,000 people fighting over one table. Everybody's in line outside. You can't make reservations. And it's first come, first served. And it's like, oh my gosh. And so then if you don't like that, then you go another place, do the same. You want to go to a show. You got to compete with everybody. It's a battle to get anything in New York. And I don't know. It's a little stressful for me. I don't think I'd like to live that. You know, they say that New York is a place for young people or rich people. Everybody in between, not for you. Anyway, so let's talk about phase one of the trade agreement with China. And so, you know, one of the things that it appears right now, all the talk that we hear from the Trump administration and from the Chinese is that, you know, phase one is apparently moving in the right direction, and everybody seems to be on board, and it looks like we just have to iron out a few things, and we should have a deal on phase one. Well, my question, I've got two on that one, maybe more. The first one is, well, how many phases are there? Okay, like, is this phase one of 20? Is it phase one of two? I mean, what is it? So we don't know, but it's phase one. So that's at least a move in the direction of whatever the end number is. So I guess that's a good thing from the market's perspective. But the other thing also is the unpredictability of Donald Trump. You know, I mean, yes, we're moving in the right direction and everybody seems to be hunky-dory, but as he's shown with negotiations with Kim Jong-un and with the Europeans and others, that, you know, at any moment he could decide, hey, you know what, you guys aren't progressing the way I want you to, and I'm out. And he just leaves. And when that happens, I think we could see the gains that we've seen here in the last week or so disappear just as fast as they came. Now, having said that, if I were to say and look in my crystal ball and say a year from now, will we have a trade deal with China? I think so. I think there's a huge beneficial electability factor to having a deal with China that Trump will want to exploit, I think. And so I think, and if that happens, right now the global economy, because of the tariffs, because of all the stuff that's going on, the uncertainty, the global growth projections have been lowered, right, because of that. Now, if the tariffs are removed, those projections will then be elevated, and if they are raised, then we believe that the markets around the world will respond very, very positively to that. So we think the market will be a lot higher a year from now than it is today, but we also believe that between now and then, it could be a very bumpy ride. You know, so fasten your seatbelt. Donald Trump is unpredictable, and therefore, if he changes his mind or something happens, we could see the market go down. And so, but stay the course, okay? We think a year from now we should be better than we are today. Now, if you are retired or retiring soon, then I want to talk to you about, we have seminars near you that are designed for those of you who are over 50. And at the seminars, we talk about, do I have enough money to retire on? We call that your magic number. So if you come to the seminar, we're going to help you to calculate if you have enough money based on our calculations to retire. Also, we're going to talk about five strategies that you can use to reduce your income taxes, okay? Maybe worth attendance just for that. We'll talk about how do you maximize your retirement cash flow. You know, we're going to talk about when you retire, you're in the business of getting income, right? You don't have your wages anymore. And so we want to show you how the best ways to get cash flow. We're going to talk about your 401k. Should you roll it over or not? Diversification. Also, we're going to talk about Social Security. Should you take it when you're 62, when you're 66, when you're 70? We're also going to talk about the fact that the IRS... Yeah, those guys, they want to tax 85% of your Social Security benefits. Did you know that? 85%. We want to show you how to beat that if it's at all possible. And of course, we're going to talk about how to protect yourself from the next market crash if that's what you're interested in learning more about. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com, rpoa.com, and sign up for the seminar near you. If you can hear my voice, there's probably one within a few miles of you. All right, rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about tax-efficient strategies to get retirement income. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I have been a certified financial planner professional now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And I am a senior retirement planner at our firm, which is Retirement Planners of America. And Financial Times recently named our financial advisory firm one of the top 300 registered investment advisors. Actually, this is the third time they've done that. We're very proud of that designation. But without our beloved and most valued clients, we would be nowhere. And so if you are retired or retiring soon, then we would love to meet you and see if we can help you. And our website is rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. All right. Now, we're going to talk in this segment about one of the most important things, which is getting income during your retirement. Right. So once you retire, in theory, you're not going to have wages. And so at that time, you want to replace your wages with the income you're going to get from what you've saved up and invested over the years. And so when you've done that, it's probably a situation where you have money that is in taxable accounts, meaning that you pay taxes as you go, as you earn dividends and capital gains, et cetera. You may have accounts that are your IRA accounts that you've accumulated money in over the years. You may have a 401k plan or a pension plan or a profit sharing plan. You may have annuities. A lot of people have that. You may have life insurance that you've accumulated cash value in. So you have these different places where you have money, and each one of these can have tax treatments that are particular to them. And so how do you organize all of that into a game plan to pay the least amount of taxes to get your income? Because if you get the least amount of taxes, then you retain more of your money as opposed to sending it off to Uncle Sam. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, the youngins, when I was up in New York, and I said, Uncle Sam, and they looked at me like, who's Uncle Sam? I said, it's your uncle. And they're like, no, that's not my uncle. I'm saying, yeah, you have an Uncle Sam. And they're like, no, I don't.
They're going to learn.
So I guess Uncle Sam was right. I guess it was World War II when they invented that. Yeah. But anyway, so let's talk about the tax-efficient way. So first of all, what you always want to remember is that you want to go to the least taxed one first, in our opinion, okay? So our strategy with clients is we want to defer, right? We want to pay the taxes as late into the future as possible. Now, unless you anticipate that when you're in retirement, you're going to be in a much higher tax bracket. But that's an uncommon occurrence. Usually what happens is when people retire, they drop into a lower tax bracket, okay? So generally speaking, you want to take from the least taxed ones first and then the taxable ones later. So let's start with your IRAs, for example. Okay, so with IRAs, when you turn 70 and a half, you're going to be required to take money out. But until then, you're not required to. So if you can find other places to get money from, it's best, in our view, and in most cases, to not take it from your IRA. Let it sit there and grow. And the reason why is because it's going to grow without being taxed. So you're maximizing the growth. If you take it out and pay taxes, then you took out what you needed to live on, but then you also took the taxes out for what you needed to live on, and those tax dollars are not growing for you anymore because you sent them off to Uncle Sam, right? So when you look at it, we usually start with non-retirement accounts, okay? And what I mean by that, we call them non-IRAs. And therefore, you've already paid the taxes on that when you invested the money in the first place. You've probably paid your taxes along the way. And so now when you draw it out, you know, it's not as highly taxed. Every single dollar that you use from that source is probably not going to be taxed. If you take money from your IRA, most likely every dollar will be taxed, you know, unless it's a Roth IRA, and I understand that, okay? Now, number two then comes from your IRAs, your 401ks, and all that. And why? Because of the discussion I just had. You have to pay taxes on those dollars as they come out to you. Now, the Roth IRA part of that, okay, because a lot of you have accumulated money in Roth IRAs. Now, our opinion on that, it depends, okay, because there's also an estate planning play on the Roth IRAs. Because if you leave a Roth IRA to a child as an inheritance, then it's tax-free for them for the rest of their lives as well. And so, you know, if you think about that Roth IRA perpetuating for potentially another 30 or 40 or so many years after you're gone, it can accumulate tax-free for a lot of years, and that's a major big deal. So we want to look at, do you need that money and that tax-free income, or is it something that you can leave to your heirs? There's an interplay there. Now, the other area that we look at is annuities. Now, annuities are similarly taxed as IRAs, right? If you take money out before 59 and a half, there's a potential tax penalty. And then when you take the money out, you have to pay taxes on your gains versus the principal you put in, and the gains come out first. So they're very highly taxed source of where to get money from. They're a great source of where to accumulate money in, right? Because you don't pay taxes as you go. So it's kind of like these different products or investment strategies, vehicles. What makes them great during the accumulation period, like your IRA, which is you don't pay taxes while it's growing and it's all wonderful, is the thing that makes it bad when you're retired because now you take it out and it's all taxable to you. So that whole interplay is very important, and the planning you put into that can perpetuate your money quite a bit if you reduce the number of income taxes that you pay on all that. And that's part and parcel of the planning that our people do with clients, our retirement planners do. Now, I want to tell you that if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, I want to invite you to come to one of our seminars. We have seminars near you. If you go to our website, our company is Retirement Planners of America. So our website is rpoa.com. And if you go to that website, you can sign up for the seminars. Now, the seminars, we have them frequently. So if you go there, you'll find one here in the next couple of weeks, I would imagine. Now, at the seminars, we talk about a bunch of stuff that might be of interest to you. We talk to you about what do you need to know now to be able to retire? What is the best investment that we see to use to fight inflation with? With all the debt that we're running, we think we're going to see a lot of inflation in the future. We'll talk about your 401k and decisions that you need to make there. Should you roll it over? How is it diversified? We'll talk about how to determine how much risk you should take with your investments. We call that your hurdle rate. We'll also talk about if you have a pension, should you take a lump sum or not? We're also going to talk about how to avoid the IRS. Yeah, those guys. She must have gotten a visit from the IRS. They want to tax 85% of your Social Security benefits, folks. Did you know that? At the seminar, we're going to teach you how to avoid that if it is at all possible. Yes, and we're also going to talk about when should you take Social Security. There are lots of different strategies in that case. If you're married, disparity in income, disparity in ages, you know, when should you take it? How should you take it? We'll give you strategies on how to take Social Security. So we have a ton of information at our seminars, and I would encourage you to go. So how do you do that? Our website is rpoa.com, and when you're there, you can sign up to go to the seminar, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Social Security strategies that you can use. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I have been a certified financial planner professional now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on the show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And our firm is called Retirement Planners of America, and I am senior retirement planner there. And Barron's now for the 8th year in a row has named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 independent financial advisors. And you know what? I am very proud of that designation. Don't misunderstand. But without our clients, I would be absolutely nowhere. So all you clients, I love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, as I mentioned, our firm is Retirement Planners of America. So we talk with our clients mostly about retirement planning, which would make sense, I guess. And so this segment here, we're going to talk about Social Security planning strategies. Now, what I do is I ask you guys, if you are amenable to the notion, to send me your questions, and I'll endeavor to answer those questions on the air. Okay, so Social Security questions. I'm not Dear Abby. Don't ask me those kind of questions. So here is, this one's kind of a, I guess, unfortunately, it's not an uncommon situation. So this is a lady. Her name is Valerie. So Valerie says her husband George was diagnosed with Alzheimer's 4 years ago. He's been collecting Social Security since he was 62, and Valerie is 58. She wants to know what she would collect and when she could collect should she become a widow within the next several years. So she called Social Security, and she received three different answers from them when she called, which, by the way, is not a surprise. No, it isn't. So she says, my understanding would be that I would be able to collect George's benefit currently, which is $1,766. However, they would reduce by about 30% if I took it early at age 60, okay? Because she's 58 now. And however, she says, I understand I could get this full amount if I wait until 66. Would that be correct? Okay, so yes, that is correct. So what you can do is you can coordinate the survivor benefit with your own benefit, okay? So you can start your own benefit at 62, and then switch to the survivor benefit when you are at age 66, okay? So you can start yours at 62, and then at 66, assuming that George has passed, you could switch over to his benefit, which would most likely be higher than yours. Or you could start the survivor benefit when you're 60 and switch to your own benefit when you're 70. Okay, so you can let yours grow the whole time until you're 70. So the key is to take the higher benefit last. And since Valerie didn't tell me what her benefit is, I can't tell her which one of those two ways would be the best way to go. But it just goes to show you, Social Security is extremely complicated. And here, this is another one that I want to share with you, because this one will illustrate how important it is to know what you're doing with this, okay? And I hope I don't run out of it. So this one says, if I am claiming a survivor benefit, so this is a widow, I'm claiming a survivor benefit which is currently higher than my own benefit. Okay, so she started claiming survivor benefit on her husband who's deceased. Her own benefit is lower, so she's taking that. Can I delay claiming my personal benefit until I'm 70 and get delayed credits and switch from survivor to personal benefit at that time? Now, you might think the answer is yes, but it depends. It depends on how Social Security processed the survivor benefit when you originally applied for it, okay? Because absent any instructions to the contrary, sometimes what they do is they make it a combined benefit consisting of your own retirement benefit plus an extra amount to bring it up to the survivor benefit. If they did that, then you can't do this, okay? So in that case, your personal benefit would not increase until you're 70. Okay, because they deem it, you're already collecting it. So you should contact Social Security to see how the benefit was computed. And then you can start by going to ssa.gov/myaccount and looking it up on your latest award letter. So how you file is extremely important because it could come back to bite you in the future. So it's not just can you do it? Yeah, but if you filed incorrectly to start with, then you can't. Okay, so that's why our retirement planners, the advisors we have in our firm, have all been trained extensively in Social Security. They pass a certification exam that we put them through. We put them through a six-week training program so that they can help to help you to make the proper decisions in this area. Okay, don't do this by yourself. A mistake could cost you tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars over your lifetime. Okay, so don't do this by yourself. Now, I want to tell you that we have seminars coming up near you that are designed for those of you who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. We have seminars on Social Security. We have seminars on retirement planning. We have seminars on Medicare enrollment, since we're in the middle of all of that. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. Retirement Planners of America. And while you're there, sign up for a seminar. Now, at the seminar, one of the things that we do that is that is an inducement all by itself, and that is we will have our chocolate chunk or oatmeal raisin cookies, okay? Now, you notice I said chunk. I did not say chip. Okay, chocolate chunk cookies are made with real chocolate. Okay, you don't want chips. Chips are made with paraffin. It's wax. They're formed. It's gross. You don't want to eat wax. You want real chocolate that melts all over your face. It's on your notes. You got it on your pants, and your significant other is looking at you like, "What are you, 5 years old?" And you're saying, "Yes, I'm eating my cookies. What do you think?" And you're learning about your finances at the same time. I mean, what can you ask for more than that? So it's rpoa.com to sign up for the seminar near you. All right, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, we're gonna talk about buy hold myth number 3, which is don't be the fool who sells at the bottom. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I have been a certified financial planner professional now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And since our firm is Retirement Planners of America, our clients are primarily people who are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, this show is designed for you, and everything we do in our firm is also designed for you. So I'm glad you're listening. I hope you're having an absolutely fantastic weekend. Now, you know, because we are that, we work primarily, as I mentioned, with retired or retiring soon people. Our philosophy of how to manage money and how to address financial considerations is we tend to be on the very conservative side. And the reason why we're so conservative is because once you retire, we believe that you need to go on defense. All right, because when you were 20, 30, you know, you were on offense. You were working, you had wages, you're putting money into your investments, you can be more aggressive, you got time, you got all this wonderful stuff. Well, now that you're about to retire or you are retired, now you have to live on that money, and that money needs to last for the rest of your life. And for our clients, we have two goals. One is we want your money to last as long as you do, which I think is a worthy goal. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. And so if you're now living on your money, now you have to defend that money against things that'll make it become less and then not have the money to give you the income that you want. So now you're playing defense against income taxes. You're playing defense against inflation. You're playing defense against yourself. You know, your spending habits. You may want to spend more than your investment can support, and you got to control that. Your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs want you to spend money on them too, right? So they're after you for whatever, and so you got to play defense against that. And so those are all things, but our view is that the most dangerous enemy of them all is bear markets. And a bear market is something like what happened in 2008, where suddenly, out of the blue, there's this realization by the investors that something bad is happening, and there's this massive sell-off, and you see the value of your investments go down dramatically. You know, in 2008, for example, the S&P, the stock market, went down 57%. In Y2K, it went down 49%. People saw large amounts of their money vanish in short order, and then it took years to recover. Years. Y2K took 7 years. 2008 took 6 years. So, you know, are you going to delay your retirement for 6 years waiting for your investments to come back? And if you're living on it, you know, and you're taking money out, then what you're doing is what farmers call eating your seed corn. You know, you're taking money out while it's going down. That's not a good recipe, right? So we believe that you should have a strategy to protect against that. And our strategy, we call it buy, hold, and sell, right? Where you sell, you don't just buy and hold and take a beating. We don't believe that's good for you. Now, that is not necessarily a conventional thought, because buy, hold tends to be the way that you're told to do it. So I wrote a book called Buy, Hold, and Sell, Debunking the Myths, you know. And one of the myths, number three, in fact, is don't be the fool who sells at the bottom. So what you're told is, and what I've heard many times is, that if you shouldn't ever sell, because, you know, you don't want to be the fool that sells at the bottom. And, you know, it's gone way down, you panicked, you sold, and now you've lost all that money, and you'll never get it back. And in fact, there are many studies. Dalbar did a study where the average investor holds on, loses tons of money, eventually panics at the bottom and sells, and then that's when it's all over and they sold at the bottom. So there's validity to the notion that you don't want to be the fool who sells at the bottom. I agree with that one. But having a sell strategy doesn't mean you have to be the fool that sells at the bottom if you implement it. Okay? Our strategy said to sell in November of 2007. That was certainly not the bottom. Okay? So you don't have to be the fool that sells at the bottom to have a sell strategy. Okay? You can actually be proactive in your thought rather than reactive, which is you wait till the pain is unendurable and then you sell. That, I think, is being a fool, and you should not do that. I agree with that notion. But we, in our firm, we have the strategy. Now, our strategy also said to stay out for almost 18 months, right? To stay out from November of 2007 until June of 2009. So for 18 months, we were counseling our clients to stay out and not be invested in equities because we saw the danger to be too great. Now, I just want to, full disclosure, tell you that our strategy is not perfect. You know, as far as I know, there is no perfect investment strategy. Everything has a cost to it. And our strategy, the cost of it is that in periods, you could underperform, meaning you won't make as much as you could have. Now, we've had this discussion with prospective clients and our clients, and we believe that if you are retired or retiring soon, you're willing to give up some of the upside in exchange for giving up the potential of massive losses. At this stage of your life, we believe that's a good way to think, okay? And so, you know, personally, I'm okay with giving up upside in exchange for keeping what I got. I'm 62. I've spent a long time accumulating what I got. I don't need to lose it all in like 6 months, okay? I prefer to protect that. And if it costs me that I don't make as much as I could have, I'm okay with that. So if this philosophy resonates with you, if you're over 50, if you're retired or retiring soon, then what I want you to do is go to our website. It's rpoa.com. Retirement Planners of America. And when you're there, sign up to go to one of our seminars. We have seminars near you. If you can, you know, if you can hear my voice, there's probably one within a few miles of you and probably in the next couple of weeks. So what you can do there is you can sign up. Now, at the seminar, I'll give you one big inducement for why you should be there. At the seminar, we're going to have our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies. Now, folks, these cookies are 1 inch thick. They are 6 inches in diameter. These are a meal in and of themselves. I dare you to eat more than one, okay? If you can, we're going to, like, take a picture of you and put you on our website because you're an exceptional human being. Potentially a large human being, yeah. Let's be nice. So come to the seminar for the cookies, but at the same time, learn about your finances. So at the seminar, we're going to talk about how to calculate if you have enough money to retire on. Okay, so we call that your magic number. We're going to talk about how do you maximize your retirement cash flow. Should you roll over your 401k or leave it where it is, and which way should you go? When should you take Social Security? When you're 62, when you're 66, when you're 70? Are you married, single? Are there disparities in ages, disparities in income? All those considerations are important, and we'll discuss that with you. We'll also talk about our buy, hold, and sell strategy. We want to help to protect from the next market crash when that comes. We also want to talk about is your portfolio diversified given the risk that you should take? And we call that the hurdle rate. Okay, so we'll help you to calculate that. Tons of great information. If you're over 50, retired or retiring soon, come to our seminar. You'll benefit from it. I'm certain of it, okay? RPOA.com is our website. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the stretch IRA, how to pass it on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. We are back. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I have been a certified financial planner professional now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And our firm is Retirement Planners of America. And so we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. We specialize in retirement planning. And in 2015, Forbes named our financial advisory firm one of the top 100 wealth managers. And so we would love to be your wealth manager, but more than that. Our retirement planners are trained in Social Security. They're trained in Medicare planning. They're trained in retirement planning, diversification, investments, all that kind of stuff. We would love to be able to help you with that. And our website is rpoa.com. And you can go on there and learn all kinds of stuff and potentially even sign up to visit with one of our retirement planners if you are so inclined. All right. This is the part of the show where we talk about estate planning. This is the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor.
That ought to keep the little squirts happy.
Yes, and we want happy squirts because you don't want to see unhappy squirts. It's not a pretty sight. Okay, so happy squirts are important. And, you know, one of the things that for most of our clients, where they have a lot of their money is in their IRAs. You know, so they've accumulated money, potentially rolled over their 401k, and so a lot of their money is sitting in their IRAs. And so this is probably where a lot of the money that will eventually go to the aforementioned greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs will come from. And there's a strategy that you can employ that is called the stretch IRA. And so I want to talk with you about that. But first, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And, of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And, you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. We do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Now, this week, we're talking about the stretch IRA. Now, I want to preface this conversation by saying that there is a bill right now in Congress to actually eliminate the stretch IRA and make it to where it can only be stretched for 5 years. So,
you double-crossing you!
Good shot. Yeah, and the reason why they're doing that is because they want to extend out when you have to take the required minimum distributions from 70 and a half to 72 right? So they want to extend that out a year and a half. And to pay for that, they want to take it away from your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. So, you know, everything's a trade-off. It's a zero-sum game when it comes to taxes. When they reduce taxes here, they take them somewhere else. I mean, I don't know how else they do that. But anyway, the Stretch IRA, as it currently stands, works like this. So when you turn 70 and a half, there are what are called required minimum distributions. What that means is they want you to drain your IRA out over the course of your lifetime so that as you take it out, presumably all the taxes get paid and they collect all the taxes that you haven't paid, right, on the accumulation, because not paying taxes is downright un-American. You don't want to do that. So they have the R required minimum distributions. Now, if you pass and you leave an IRA to your child, to your grandson or whoever, what happens is they now have to take money out in the form of required minimum distributions as well, okay? Now, they have to start in the year that they receive it, okay? So what happens, therefore, is that their required minimum distributions will be very small. If a 30-year-old inherits that, their life expectancy is probably 50 years or 60, and so, therefore, the amount they have to take out is very small compared to somebody who is 80 that has to drain it out before they die, right? So that's why it's called a stretch. Potentially your grandchild, your child can perpetuate this IRA for the rest of their lives and just take out a little bit at a time. And as long as the investments are doing better than that, it could actually grow over those years without being taxed. So it's a nice thing. And it's one that you should be careful of. So with the Stretch IRA, there are rules around it. If you have more than one child, that could be detrimental to the youngest child. And so if you do have multiple childs, more than one, then you probably want to do some planning around that to be careful about how the taxes are due on that and to take advantage of the stretch. Okay? So that's a tip for you for this week on estate planning. Now, I want to tell you that our firm is Retirement Planners of America. And so our firm, we specialize in retirement planning, as the name implies. And we have seminars that we'd love for you to attend. If you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, at the seminars, we talk about the three worst enemies that we see for your retirement, and that is inflation, taxes, and bear markets. At the seminar, we'll talk about what we perceive to be the best tool to use to fight inflation with. And given that we now are, what, $30 trillion or something like that in debt, $22 trillion, debt normally brings with it inflation. You look at Germany in World War I, hyperinflation. Why? Because they were up to their eyeballs in debt. So the more debt we incur, the more we see the risk of hyperinflation in the future. So how do you combat that if it comes? We'll talk about when should you take your Social Security benefits? When you're 62, when you're 66, when you're 70. We'll talk about how to have five strategies to reduce your income taxes. Okay? And so we want to help you with that. We'll also talk about, do you have enough money to retire on? We call that your magic number. We'll talk about the three basic pitfalls of retirement distribution planning. Okay, when you want to take income from your investments, there are three things we think you should not do. Okay, so we'll tell you about that. We'll talk about what you should do now to be able to retire. Now, some of you are fortunate, you have a pension plan, and maybe you take the lump sum, maybe you don't. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the fact that the IRS. Man. She's scared of that word, isn't she? They want to tax 85% of your Social Security benefits. We want to show you how to beat that if it's at all possible. We have tons of great information at our seminar. So go to our website, rpoa.com. Sign up for the seminar near you. We'll look forward to seeing you there. All right, we're going to wrap it up. This show's over already. I cannot believe how fast it's gone. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. In the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.